In Mexico, officials say prison inmates are responsible for a series of attacks in the northern part of the country. The prisoners were allegedly released by jail officials. The attacks occurred in the city of Torreón. They caused the deaths of 35 people, including 17 who were killed at a birthday party just last week. David Quinn is a reporter for BBC Mundo. He joins us with more details. Good morning, David.
Hello, good morning.
So explain us the details of this. Jail guards actually not just releasing inmates so they can go out and carry out killings, but loaning them their guns.
Yeah, it all began a week ago in the early hours of a Sunday in the middle of a birthday celebration in a country estate in Torreón, north of Mexico, as you said. Five 4x4 vehicles appeared out of nowhere, and from there several people emerged and started shooting to everyone in the party. As a result, 17 people died and 18 were taken to the hospital. But now we know that, according to the authorities, the authors of the massacre were in fact prisoners, released just so they could commit this crime with the approval of the jail authorities. And as you said, not only they were allowed to go out to do this, they were also using the guns and vehicles from their guardians. So it's not the first time, apparently. The authorities say that they have committed two other crimes similar to this one in the last few weeks.
Well, I mean, nobody denies that there is corruption in the Mexican government, but this appears to be several steps beyond what anyone thought was going on. Is this, how big of a blow is this for the Calderón government?
Yeah, completely. I mean, it shows an astonishing level of corruption that is very hard to fight against, because just imagine for a second how many local jails in the country could have similar deals with prisoners and drug cartels in order. And to be able to identify those and to tackle them, it'll be a hard job to do for President Calderón.
Okay, so the jail guards who actually released the inmates were aware they were releasing them to carry out killings.
Yeah, apparently that's what it happened. Actually, for example, the jail director and three other officials are being held for 20 days while the police determine charges against them, because they know that they were approving this action, this authority, probably because allegedly they have received money from the drug cartels in order for them to let the prisoners do this job.
Well, is this the only jail? Are they now going to start researching into other prisons to see if this is going on in other areas?
Yeah, I mean, they have said that they will continue to review every single local prison and in areas where we know that the drug cartels are really doing violent crimes. We need to remember that at this point, some of these drug cartels are fighting against each other in order to control a territory to smuggle drugs into the U.S. or even people. So far, more than 25,000 people have died in Mexico after this war against the drug cartels started, and more than 45,000 soldiers are on the streets.
Okay, that is David Quinn. He's a reporter for BBC Mundo with details out of Mexico.